The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day the Lord will come. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared. For at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A 96-year-old man won $50 million in the lottery. When his family was notified, they called the local pastor for his help, since they were afraid that the news might cause the older man to have a heart attack. The pastor agreed to help. He went over to visit the elderly man. He talked about the weather and life in general for a while. Finally, the pastor asked the old man, "Suppose you won $50 million in the lottery, would it really change your life?" "It wouldn't," he said. "I'd still have arthritis and I'd still be 96 years old. In fact," he said, "if I had $50 million, I'd probably give it to the church." And with that, the pastor had a heart attack and died. We don't like surprises. We like to be organized and planned. Today, we're called not to be surprised, but to be prepared. Jesus tells us to be prepared. Then Paul emphasizes it. Then Matthew restates it. Why, even the Boy Scouts picked it up as their mantra: be prepared. The season of Advent begins today with its own warning to Christians to be prepared. But what are we being prepared for? Are we preparing our hearts and spirits to receive the coming of Christ born into our world? Or are we preparing for a final month of frenzied shopping, holiday headaches and heartburn, economic pain, a 10-pound weight gain, endless renditions of 10 Christmas songs, desperate shopping mall traffic, general atmosphere of anxiety, rage that accompanies all of the above? No. Over the next 4 weeks of Advent, we prepare for the coming of our Savior. We await his coming in two separate scenes. The first 2 weeks of Advent focus on his coming at the end of time, on a date we do not know. The last 2 weeks of Advent focuses more on preparing us for his birth in Bethlehem. The preparation will entail our hearing familiar stories, but those stories cannot be taken for granted. We need to be alert. Time is needed to prepare for everything that is important. The good news, luckily, is that Jesus tells us how to prepare. His instructions are found in the very first words he speaks after his baptism by John the Baptist. Matthew speaks of them, but it's Mark who speaks of them in great detail. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is close at hand. Repent and believe the good news." This is the good news. And if the first question we ask is when, the answer is now. Matthew's predictions this morning were written for a complacent, lethargic community. The Christians who had lost the expectation of a second coming, lost the vision of God's rich and peaceful kingdom on earth. After all, the church in Jerusalem now had been waiting for 80 years and nothing had happened. So their faith and their commitment and their connection with God was cooling off. Believers in Jerusalem were becoming lukewarm. Maybe a little like us. Middle-class agnostics living in one of the most affluent countries in the world, cushioned by so much comfort, programmed by so much self-importance, that we too could manage to keep God at a safe distance. When we first hear it, this apocalyptic language is very scary. This urgent language doesn't seem to speak to our situation, or does it? Matthew, who we will listen to over the next church year, describes the gift of the season of Advent in a single word, and that word is Emmanuel, God with us. Not God has been with us, not God will be with us in the future, but God with us right now. The message of Advent is that every moment has eternal significance. God invites us to live in this present with expectation and awareness of the fact that eternal realities can break in on our world at any moment. If Christmas and Advent has anything to tell us, it is this: God wants to be close to us. And having someone close can make such a difference, as depicted in the story told by Dr. Mike Anders, who told about the story of twin girls who were born 12 weeks prematurely in a medical center in Massachusetts. They weighed in at about 2 pounds each, and they were placed in separate cots or incubators. One started to do just fine. The other began to slowly fade. Her heartbeat became rapid. She was visibly anxious, and nothing the nurses could do seemed to stop what they saw as inevitable death. Then one of the nurses remembered something read in a nursing manual about the treatment of a premature infant. As a last resort, the nurse put little Brielle, the weaker twin, right in the same cot with Kiri, her big sister, 3 ounces heavier now. In the words of the nurse on duty, the results were immediate and dramatic. Little Brielle snuggled up to her sister. Her heart rate immediately returned to normal. Her color came back. The baby visibly relaxed, and there was a sigh of relief. She began to accept food. The crisis was over. She would survive. If that can be true for a little baby, how beautiful to think that God wants to be close to us as well, Emmanuel. The life of our God is given expression in many but very simple ways. In the love of a mother for her infant, in the laughter of a teenager, in the affection of a husband for wife, and vice versa, in the sacrificial living of a missionary doctor, in the courage, hope, and vision of those who remain on the mission field long after the crisis is over. It's in the simple lesson of a Sunday school teacher or in the complex seminar given by a seminary professor. Grace, the enabling power of God, is striking us right now in the forgiveness of one sorely wronged, in the helping hands of those who have needed help themselves, in the gift given without the thought of repayment, in the favor done without being asked, in the random act of kindness given anonymously as a gift. But if we aren't awake, we might miss it. So be alert. Today's gospel tells us that God often breaks into our lives unexpectedly. Do not be shocked or afraid. We cannot know the time of the day, nor the next encounter with the Holy. Neither can we predict whether that meeting will be joyful or difficult, a call to repentance, or a combination of both. We can realize that it will come and should be ready for that encounter. Lord, prepare us for your coming into our lives this Christmas time.